Graham Schmidt from the Big Oil Laboratory. Unlike leasing for oil industry, for offshore wind, you have to get the power back to land. So where is the discussion about the interconnector, and how will that feature in the idea of loss allocation as you use the oil and gas industry?
Great question. What we have done in our regulations is that the starboard distance law too, and get to the point when they file an construction operations plan, they have done their geological investigations and they run how long terms for survey, and they will come close to us in that construction operations plan, a transmission line. We have a project for each project that we issue a lease on, the lessee can have one or more of these projects. Because they have a plan in their construction operations plan, so they have to get their